the ingredients that are in the name. This will be about part four in this lesson. And we've gone over a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. So we're ready now to try to move on a little bit further. The next word, the next ingredient that is in that name of Jesus is salvation. Now, as we said, when you look at the front of your bulletin, it says it's like a big old pot. And in that pot, you see, is Jesus Christ. And each one of those titles, wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Salvation, Strength, and Life, all of that is in the name. All of that is in the name. And when we try to take and substitute the name, substitute something else with the name, that's where we mess up. We try to take, if Jesus says that life is in his name, and we say, well, instead of using Jesus for my life, I'm going to use something else. I'm going to use money. That means you taking life out of the name of Jesus and you're putting it in your money. And you don't want to do that. Because if you do that, you'll mess up the mixture. You'll mess up the mixture. So we want to leave the ingredients alone, all right?
Yes.
So that when you call on Jesus, you want to be able to get every bit of what the name has in it to work and perform in your life, okay? So, as we said on this morning, we want to move on to the word salvation. Salvation is in the name of Jesus Christ. That's one of the ingredients that is in the name. And the two scriptures that are there is Acts chapter number 4 and 12 and Luke 24 and 47. If someone get Acts 4 and 12, you can read that. And if someone else get Luke 24 and 47, you can read that. Acts 4 and 12, that's one of those scriptures we should be able to quote.
That's right.
That's one of our memory verses. All right, sister, go right here. Quick. All right.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
All right.
For there is none other name under heaven.
Yes.
Given among men, whereby we must be saved.
You see that? Now that verse says that there is none other name, right?
Right.
There's no substitutes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is salvation. There's no other name under the heaven given among men whereby we what? Now, salvation, if you look at that word salvation and you break that word salvation down, that's where the healing is in the name. Soundness is in the name. Soundness of the mind. Your mind start getting funny. The thing that gets your mind back on track is the name Jesus. You know, a lot of stuff going in your life make your mind start doing all, going all over the place, going haywire. But the name of Jesus will bring your mind back some focus. And that's what you call on Jesus. You say, Lord, I'm depending on you. You see all of these things that are going on in my life. I'm depending on you to bring my mind back focused. Focused on you so that I can clearly understand and know the things that are laid out for me. So salvation is in the name Jesus. Soundness of mind, healing, safety. When you're under attack, and when the devil is trying to attack your mind, safety is in the name of Jesus. And if you call on Jesus, you won't respond carnally. And now people say when you hear people cuss them out, that's a carnal response. You see people ball up their fists, that's a carnal response. But if you call on Jesus, Jesus will allow you to keep your mouth shut. Say, hold your peace and let the Lord fight that battle. And Jesus will give you the strength or the ability to do that if you call on his name. That's a part of the salvation that is in his name, safety. Also in that name is deliverance. Jesus will bring you out of trouble. When trouble finds you, when you find yourself in trouble, when you find yourself in some form of a pit, some form of a hole, mentally, financially, I don't care what it is. The name of Jesus will bring you out of it.
Right.
Name of Jesus will give you an escape route. It'll allow you to discipline yourself and say, okay, if I do this and do that, or if I leave this alone, the Lord will make things kind of break up for me unto where I can kind of see my way through these things. That's what the name of Jesus will do for you. And ultimately, the name of Jesus brings you out of sin. Sin tries to make you feel captive to it. Sin tries to make you feel like you've got to do this stuff in order to have peace. But you keep on remembering, when you do that stuff, find out how much peace you have. If sin could give you peace, you look at when after you finish doing that act, see how much peace you have. And then it lets you know sin don't give you no peace. Sin take peace away from you. So this is what you thank Jesus. When you got a mind to call on Jesus, how the Lord allows you to be delivered or brought out of that stuff. And he allows you to do it in a clean way to where it don't attack your body. You know, all that stuff that the enemy be putting out there. Say, I got to do this, I got to do that, because I need to escape from all of this stuff that's going on. Now, you remember, all that stuff, your escape route is not just harming you, it's harming your body, it's harming your mind. But the name of Jesus will allow you to escape out of that stuff, and it keeps your body clean, keeps your body free from all of that toxic stuff, all of that mess. So this is what you thank the Lord, that that ingredient, salvation, is in the name of Jesus Christ. And the writer done told you that there is none. There is no other name that is up under the heaven that's got the power to deliver us but the name of Jesus. All right? All right. So who's got the Luke 24 and 47? All right. Yes. Right. Yeah, that's the truth. Now that means everybody got to come up under the name Jesus. Nobody's exempt from that. You can say, well, that Bible was written by a white man for a white man. No, not according to this scripture. This scripture lets you know that the name of Jesus is for everybody. Scripture say that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his what? His name. Among who? All nations. That's everybody. Everybody's got to come up under the name of Jesus. You say, well, Discutter, the Bible is written in English, and I don't speak English. Well, you can translate it. Translate it into your language. And I don't care how you translate it. The scripture done told you, every nation, every group of people, if you want to stop sin, that's what repentance means. Repentance means to stop sin, to turn around, to make a change in your life. You need the name of Jesus to help you make that change. You can't make that change by yourself. But if you get the name of Jesus, if you start letting the name work on you, that name of Jesus will change your life. I don't care who you are. Once you get in contact with the name of Jesus, you will never be the same. The name of Jesus will mess your whole world up. It won't let nothing happen the way it used to happen. You remember when you didn't have a name, you'd be able to make things go and go and go and go, and you'll be trying this and trying that, and you say, oh, it worked. But once the name get involved in your life, I don't care what you try, the name of Jesus lets you know ain't nothing gonna work. Ain't nothing gonna fix your problems but Jesus. Nothing gonna make your world calm and at peace but the name of Jesus. That's why the writer is saying that repentance, the ability to change your life, it starts with the name. And also the remission, the power to remove sin from the life. When you go down in that water in the name of Jesus Christ, you are taking on Jesus to remove sin from your life. Sin had a control on all of humanity since the days of Adam. Since the days of Adam, sin has been messing the human up. Sin caused the human to kill one another. Remember Cain and Abel? He killed his brother. And it was all because of sin. Sin. sin will cause you to turn your back on your loved ones. When Adam looked at Eve, he said, she was taken from me. Therefore, she's called woman. She's a part of me. But look at what Adam did once sin came in. Adam said, this woman messed me up. Huh? Sin did all of that. Sin causes all of these conflicts, all of these discords in people. But Jesus said, my name can remove sin from the life. The power that's in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus can remove sin from the life. We go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission. That word remission means for the removal of our sin. Therefore, when you come up out that water, you've got the power to walk in the newness of life. That devil may try to make you think, you say you can remember when you did this and when you did that. That's what the devil will weigh on your mind. But you've got the call to remembrance. What Jesus has done for you. He allowed you to go down in the water in his name. Jesus said, that work that I did on Calvary when I suffered, bled, and I died, I poured out all my blood because I loved you, because I cared about you, because I knew you were going to come on the earth and the devil was going to make you think you had to stay in that state or condition of Adam. But I want you to think of the cross and everything I did to redeem you from the cross. That's why you thank the Lord when the Lord gave you a mind to walk away from your sin. Lord gave you a mind to say, I am tired, I'm sick of it, there's no good going to come from it, I want a better life. And Jesus is standing right there with his arms stretched out wide saying, I love you before you knew how to love yourself, right? He shed that blood for you. Then he tells you, you don't have to die. You don't have to die like I died. I suffered, bled, not died. You ain't got to suffer. You ain't got to bleed. But I'm going to give you water. I'm going to give you water to represent my death and suffering on that cross. Therefore, he tells you to repent. Before you go down in that pool, repent, turn from your wicked ways. And you say, Lord, I don't want to live like a sinner no more. I want to live the way you would have me to live, a clean and an upright life. I want to treat people the way they're supposed to be treated. I want to love those that don't even love me. I want to do right by people. I want you to do right by me. Jesus said, when you got that kind of mind, you got a repentant mind. You got a mind to go against all of the mess that is in this earth. You realize there ain't nothing in this earth but death. Ain't nothing in this earth but a bunch of troublemakers. And I don't want to be a part of the troublemakers. I want you to deliver me from that, Jesus. I want to be a part of your family, right? Then you go down in that water. The Lord say, okay, you ready to change your life? You want me to release all those chains that sin had on you. Many testimonies of saints that were shackled in sin. Didn't think they were worth living. That's sin. Sin make you think like you ugly. Sin make you think like you're no good. Like you're unfit. Sin also make you think like you're the most, to say the least. Like you're the best thing coming. Sin does all of that. Sin makes you not have self-confidence. And sin will make you be too self-confident. But Jesus will make you be just right. Just where you need to be at. Jesus will make you feel like he loves you. Jesus loved me enough, he cares about you. I don't care what you see in that mirror. I don't care whether you ain't got nobody to take your picture and don't nobody want to take a picture with you. It don't matter. You realize Jesus made me just the way I am. And I thank him for loving me, even in my current state. I don't care what you look like, no way. Because when you die, you're going to get out that body anyway. Lord going to give you a glorified body. Lord going to give you a brand new face. Huh? Brand new body. Jesus going to give it to you, right? That's the truth. You go on down in that water in the name of Jesus Christ. And down in that water, the Lord allows a blood transfusion to take place. The Lord allows Adam's blood to drain out of your body, and he puts his redemptive blood in your body. You come up walking out of that water, the Lord said, in the newness of life. What does he mean in the newness of life? Jesus said, I no longer see you as a descendant of the first man, Adam, but I see you are a descendant of the second man, Adam. Who is the second man, Adam? The second man, Adam, is the Lord himself. God himself is the second man, Adam. God himself took on flesh to redeem my wicked soul from Adam's mistake. And no longer am I a part of Adam's family, but I'm a part of Jesus' family. He said, though he came into his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Although it does not yet appear what we shall be when we see Jesus, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, right? That's the truth. Come about that water. You walking in the newness of life. And you say, well, Discutter, when I got up out that water, that enemy was waiting for me. That enemy was trying to pull me back. And I felt weak. That's why you need that next ingredient that's in that name, Jesus. That next ingredient that's in that name of Jesus is called strength. Huh? Come on, saints. All of us need this. Huh? All of us need this. When you don't feel like you can make it, when you don't feel like you can go through, you need some strength, huh? You need some spiritual muscle, huh? I ain't talking about them six packs and them guns. No, you don't need that. You need some spiritual muscle, huh? That devil don't care about your arms. He don't care about your legs, huh? He don't care about your chest and your belly. That devil said, bring them on, huh? Because I'm a beat you all in your mind. Huh? You'll be swinging, beating at the air. That devil said, go ahead, tie yourself on out. That devil be writing right there. Then he get all up in your mind and hit you once, knock you down to your feet. You say, I ain't even see it coming. Why? Because you don't realize you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. That ain't the kind of fight we're talking about. This ain't no flesh and blood fight, but you're wrestling against wickedness in high places, strongholds, stuff that is trying to get on your mind and won't let your mind go. Make you think you can't when yes, you can. That's why you need Jesus to be your strength. Come on, give me some of those scriptures up under strength.
Acts 3:16.
Yes.
And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong.
Come on, saints, isn't that the truth? I think some of us need to hear that scripture in our minds. Because I think some of us are being overwhelmed. Some of us are being beat down, getting weak. Huh? Getting weak physically. We're getting weak mentally. We're getting weak spiritually. But Jesus said the power is in his name. Huh? Remember the condition of this man at the gate called Beautiful? He could not walk. But when the name of Jesus got hold to him, the Lord's name gave that man strength. Gave his ankle bone strength. To do what? To get up. Huh? That's what you need to call Jesus. Till Jesus makes that inner man get up. Don't let that inner man slumber and sleep. You need to make sure that inner man gets in contact with Jesus. You need to make sure that inner man can connect with life. You gotta let the Lord know my soul depends on this, Jesus. If my inner man don't connect with you, I will be lost, right? You don't want to be lost, do you? You want that inner man to connect with life. That's why you need to ask the Lord, Jesus, let me call on your name with this kind of faith. Huh? Come on. Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 16 lets you know your faith must have a focus. Huh? What must be the focus of your faith? The focus of your faith be looking at Jesus as the source of your strength. Huh? When you are weak in your mind, you need to say, Jesus, you are my strength. I don't need no more sleep. I don't need a vacation. I don't need to run away from people. I need you. Jesus, you are my strength. Lord can strengthen you right where you are. He don't have to remove you across the world. He can strengthen you right where you are. Lord didn't make that man at the gate called Beautiful go home and take a nap. He said, right where you are, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I to thee. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Come on, speak into your mind. Understand, your mind is trying to disconnect itself from your body. Huh? And you got to bring your mind and your body under subjection. Under subjection to what? To the name of Jesus. Stop letting your mind run rampant. Stop letting your mind run out of control. Say, Jesus, I need you to strengthen my mind. Bring my mind back up under subjection. Make that horse slow on down. Huh? That old wild beast trying to take me out of control. Bring some reins on that fella. Tell him to hold still. Stop, right? See the salvation of the Lord, right? That's what the writer said, Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 16. It says, and in his name through faith.
In his name.
Uh-huh.
Has made this man strong.
Yes.
Whom you
see and do what?
No.
That's why I tell you, once the name get a hold to you, folk will look at you and say something different about
that's
you.
Right.
Huh? And that's when you got to say nothing but the name of Jesus. Nobody but the name of Jesus. Huh? Well, you look like you're losing weight. No, it ain't nothing but the name of Jesus. Huh? Got a little glow to you. Well, it ain't nothing but the name of Jesus. Huh? Seems like you got a little pep in your step. It ain't nothing but the name of Jesus. Don't you give sleep credit. Huh? Don't you give no vitamins no credit. Don't you give no diet, no exercise, no credit. It's nobody but Jesus. Jesus is the reason why you are where you are. Without him, you can't do nothing. Without Jesus, you can't do nothing. Lord want the Lord want to be identified as your strength. Jesus, you are my strength. Huh? You got to tell him the Lord that. I know sometimes when you get up, in the morning and you don't feel like you can do, that's when you got to talk to Jesus. You got to talk to Jesus. Don't go laying back down. Don't do that. Don't go getting back into bed saying you need some more rest. That ain't the answer. You done slept long enough. How much more sleep do you need? Obviously, something is wrong with your mind. Your mind is up under attack. And that's where you need to pray to the God of strength. Jesus, give my mind strength to look at the beautiful day that you have blessed me to see. Scripture says, today is the day of salvation. Lord, let me see the day that you blessed me to see. I don't want to sleep on this day, but I want to be blessed by this day, right?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That's the truth.
Yes.
That's why a lot of times you be thinking, again, you need to do this and do that. Because you say, Elder Scott, I'm so tired. I don't understand. And you don't understand. I'm so tired. Tired from what? Did you go to bed last night? Yeah, I went to bed, but I'm still tired. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, it's not your body, it's your mind. It's not your body, it's your mind. How much sleep do you think your body needs? It's the truth, saints. Now, you may not believe, but it's the truth. Sometimes you get dragging because your mind is overwhelmed. And your body is trying to say, only way you can fix your mind problem is sleep. That's what the doctors do. They give you that medicine, as I told you. That what that medicine do, it make you sleep. And they don't realize it's your mind that's messed up. You having a problem in your mind. But you come to Jesus, Jesus can fix your mind. Then the scripture said that that man was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. That's what you want to pray. Lord, help me to have a right mind, right? Right mind is a mind of action.
Right.
Huh? It ain't a mind of slumbering and sleeping. It's a mind of action. Look at the foolish virgins. When they should have been up doing something. Doing something, they went to sleep. They slumbered and they slept. And while they were slumbering and sleeping, they let the oil go out. Huh? So sleep ain't the answer. Huh? You need to get somewhere and call Jesus. Call Jesus and say, Lord, don't let my fire burn out. Lord, don't let my oil burn out. Huh? I know, Jesus, you are the answer, and I got to run with everything inside of me. Lord, don't let the devil make me miss my opportunity to go back with you, right? Nobody but the devil trying to cheat you out of this. Huh? Nobody but the Satan is trying to cheat you out of this. He know if you die and go to hell, he'd be happy. But who will be the loser? You will. You and your old sleep tired self, right? Get up out your bed. Huh? Get up out your bed. You done slept long enough. Get up. Get up and get to do it. Tell the sky that my foot ain't working right. Call Jesus. Say, Jesus, you are my strength. I'm not telling you you're not going to have issues. This man had issues, but he was ready to receive something from the Lord. And what did they say? Silver and gold have I none. Medication have I none. But such as I have, give I to thee. In the name of who? Jesus. And see what the name did. Name gave that man's ankle bone strength. And when he got strength, he didn't sit down no more. Scripture said he began to do a leap. He used the strength Jesus gave him to glorify Jesus, right? That's the truth, saints. Use what little strength you got to glorify Jesus. Praise him with everything inside of you. Praise the Lord till you can't praise him no more. You hear my voice. I'm going to use it till it run out. And then when it run out, you got to read my lips. But I'm not going to let the devil see. He's going to give victory over my body. Lord, been too good to me. Lord, been making ways for me all of my life. Every door the enemy tried to shut, the Lord had proved himself strong. He opened it up. He make ways for me. He keep on blessing me over and over again. Every day I wake up, the Lord show me something else. He showed me a brand new blessing. He showed me brand new mercy every single day. And the least I could do is praise him. Nobody don't want me to praise him but Satan himself. The least I can do is praise the Lord for his goodness. I was just Scudder was telling you that it's just the truth. Brother Rob, don't you let nobody tell you not to praise the Lord.
That's right.
Folk look at you and say, oh, you shouldn't be doing all of that. Why not? Folk in the world do it. Folk in the world walk up and down them clubs. You remember when you were in the clubs, you walked up and down them. You might not have known how to dance, but you still walked. You still act like you did. You owned that dance floor, didn't you? Now why would you let the devil make you sit down on Jesus? Least you could do is praise the Lord, right? Lord said, let everything that has breath, if you breathe and praise him, right? That's the truth. You're so busy looking at him, you should be looking at yourself.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
One thing is true, you got your mind on Jesus, you don't know what nobody else do. You don't even know what nobody else do. Say, such and such, I didn't get up and praise the Lord. Did you see them? No, I didn't see them. Why? Because I was too busy praising the Lord. I didn't come to church to look at them. ain't got time. What'd you say, Brother Jones? Pay attention to yourself, right? Now look at yourself. I ain't got no time to look at you. I'm so busy praising the Lord for myself, right? Now if you ain't got no mind to praise him, that's your fault. You missing your blessing, right? That's true. That's why you got to have that mind of Joshua. As for me and my house, we're going to praise him. Now, I don't care what the rest of the nation do, but for me and my house, we're going to praise the Lord, right? That's the truth, saints. All right. Give me the next scripture, Proverbs 18 and 10. What is the name of the Lord? We need the strong tower, saints. Sometimes we need to come out of our homes. Come out of our homes. Come out of our beds. And come on into the strong tower. Come on in where Jesus is at. That's why I thank the Lord for the church. Church is the place where Jesus is at. Huh? Lord, let you come on in here and you don't even think about anything. Ain't no cuss word come across your mind. Huh? No liquor, no cigarette, no drug. None of that nasty stuff come around your mind. Huh? That lets you know you in the strong tower. Huh? Now, who wouldn't want to stay in the strong tower? Lord, I'm letting you know you can take this tower with you. Huh? When you leave out these doors today, take the tower with you. Huh? Don't leave the tower here. Take it with you. Because the Lord said, my name is a what? A strong tower, right? What do the righteous do? They run in it. Don't leave the tower behind. Huh? You the elders got, oh, I don't know what's going on. I can't. You ain't take the tower with you. Take the tower everywhere you go. Huh? The name of the Lord. Is that what the scripture say? Is a what? Is a strong tower. You can take the name on your job. Huh? You can take the name into the grocery store. Take the name with you everywhere you go. Take the name with you in your neighborhood. Huh? Set up camp in your home. Say, Lord Jesus, this is not my home. This is your strong tower. Let your name abide right here, right? The righteous run in that name. And they find what safety. People be coming in your door and say, I don't know what it is about your house. It's just so peaceful. Just love to sit right here. And be wondering, say, what is it? It ain't nobody but Jesus. Don't let that devil try to come in there and set up camp. Say, they'll take the peace out of your walls. Say, well, why don't you listen to something? Let me turn on the radio. No. I had that peace before you turned on that radio. And you ain't up doing nothing but trying to take the peace out of my house. Huh? And bring your old devilment into my house. Why you ain't stay home? Because I don't know what it is about my house. See? And you done messed up your house and you want to come over here and mess up mine. Stay on home, right? But I done set up camp here. This house is the strong tower. Why? Because Jesus dwells here. And the scriptures say the righteous run in that name. And they find what? Safety, right? Give me the next scripture.
Zechariah
10 and 12. All right.
And I will strengthen them in the Lord.
Isn't that the truth? Uh-huh. How will you get strengthened? Come on, not outside of Jesus, in the Lord. Uh-huh. Right. The Lord said, I will strengthen them in the Lord, right?
And they shall walk up.
Uh-huh. Isn't that the truth, saints? You will walk up and down in the name. See, the beautiful thing about the Holy Ghost, if you, while you are tarrying, walk up and down in the earth in the name of Jesus, the Lord said, I'm going to take the name that you're calling on and I'm going to put it down inside of you. And just like you physically walk up and down in the earth, now I'm going to make the name get in you. Huh? Who's the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is Jesus. Jesus said, I will walk up and down inside of him, right? That's what Jesus said. Lord, let the name come out of my lips and get down in my soul. Get down in my soul and do what? Walk up and down in me. It's a song saints sing. People looked at that woman. She kept on singing that song that Sunday. And people looked at her and said, I don't know why she keeps singing that song. Something was inside of her that made her say, Lord, I need you to walk up inside of me. Walk around, walk around. Walk around in me. I need Jesus. Come on, saints, you need Jesus to do what? Walk around in you, right? Walk around in my fingertips. Walk around down in my toes. Walk around in my heart. Walk around in my mind, Jesus. Walk all in my eardrums. Walk around in me, Jesus. Get behind my eyes. Walk all around in my eye vessels. Everywhere you need to be at, Jesus, walk around in it, right? Don't you realize if the Lord do it, he'll fix it.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Lord will fix every sickness, every disease. If he just is a permitted to do what? Walk in you, right? Let the Lord do what? Walk all up inside of you. Is that all of it? Zechariah 10 and 12. Now, the last thing on this list is Jesus our life. Huh? Do y'all believe that? Jesus is our life. Huh? That's why we sang that song, brothers, for the rest of my life, I'll do what?
Serve.
See, when Jesus is your life, you'll serve the Lord.
Yes.
You won't be looking for others to substitute Jesus.
Yes.
Now remember, don't take the ingredient out of the name.
Right.
Jesus has got to be your life.
Right.
It can be boyfriend.
Yep.
It can be girlfriend.
Yep.
It can be husband.
Yep.
It can be wife. It can be children. It can be your education. It can be your job. It can be your home. Jesus must be your life. That way it means if you lose all of that, you say, Lord, just let me stick with you. And that didn't Job lose all of that? And he said, the Lord give it. All of that stuff. And the Lord will do what? So who was Job's life? Jesus. And he had them friends that came in his life and messed up his mind. And after they got finished working on it, he started questioning the Lord. Huh? Questioning Jesus. Questioning his life. And what did the Lord say? I came to Job in a whirlwind and said, who are you to question me? Where were you at when I laid the foundation of the world? You have no right to question my counsel. If I bring it into your life, you got to go through it. Huh? How long, Lord, when I say enough is enough, right? Why? Because I'm sovereign. I'll do what I want when I want. For how long I want you. You are nothing.
Thank you.
Huh? You are nothing.
Jesus. Thank
your life is nothing.
Jesus.
You're nothing but a puff of smoke.
Say, Lord Jesus.
And if I blow on you, you will be no more.
Jesus.
Huh? Don't make Jesus prove that to you.
Yeah.
If he breathes on you, you will be no more. But what will the world say about you?
Jesus.
What will be your life story? Once the Lord say, enough is enough. Close the book.
Yeah.
What will the world say about you? Huh? How's that book going to tell you at the end of that book? He say a lot of people do a lot of great things in life. But the sad thing is, people forget about them. Many of you don't even know your great-great-grandmother's first name. Huh? Isn't that something? If I ask you, what was your great-great-grandmother's first name? Have no clue. Huh?
No.
Did she walk on the earth? Yes, she did.
Yeah.
But what did people do? They forgot about it.
Yeah.
And that wasn't that many generations ago. That was only three. Say great-great-grandmother.
Right.
Three, four generations ago. So I let you see the value of your life.
Yeah.
In a moment, you will be no more.
No. Right.
And people will do what? Forget all about you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's why your name got to be written in the book.
Right.
If I just get my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Jesus will never forget me, right? But people, they're going to forget you. I don't care how good you are, what you've done. It's amazing. She might have been a wonderful woman in the earth. Helped people, did a whole lot of stuff. But you don't even know her first name. I ain't just talking about you. I don't even know mine either. You think about it. Think about it. You don't even know. Don't even know what they smelled like. Huh? Yeah, your great, great, great grandmother? Good Lord, that's a whole lot of generations.
Yeah, yeah. Her name was Victoria.
You knew her?
Yeah.
Your great, great, great grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
She would have been born in the 18-somethings.
I knew her. She was a slave.
You knew her physically?
She lived a long time.
Good Lord, she had lived 200 years then.
No.
Yeah, great, remember, not great grandmother. Great, great, great grandmother. I'm about to say, good Lord, sister, you know. That's a whole lot of generations. You they all had to say, they were on the earth.
Uh-huh.
They were on the earth just like you was on the earth.
Yep.
Right.
And their name not even remembered.
No.
You don't even remember. Yeah, what do you think is going to be said about you? The Lord should tarry and let a couple of generations go on past you. What will be said about you? That's why it's important to put your name in that book of life. Huh? Because when men forget you, you need Jesus to do what? Remember you, right? Huh? That's the truth. That's why you can't go wrong. People can talk all day long about Jesus and about Moses and about Adam. They all this stuff. But at least we remember them.
Right.
Their name's in the book. And he said, oh, wretched Adam. Oh, ain't no good Adam. Amen. But you still talking about him. That old no good devil, you still talking about him. People still following him. He's still impacting people's minds. But what will be said about you? See, that's why I say Jesus must be your life.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Come on, saints. Jesus must be your life. What do we have? John what? 20 and 31.
But those are written, yea, might
believe
that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And those that
believing,
yea, might have
life
through his name.
How are you going to get life? Through his what? You want to live, you got to come through the name of Jesus. Say, Elder Scott, I want my name written in the Lamb's book of life. How you going to get it there? You got to go through who? Jesus. He's come that you might have what? That's what John, somebody go get John 10:10. And see who's trying to take life away from you. And somebody get John 14:7. What John 10:10
say?
The thief cometh not to do what? To steal, kill, and do what? He's trying to destroy you. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have what? Life.
That they might have it more abundantly.
John 14:7. Look at 14:6.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
I am the what? The way, the truth, and the life, right?
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Now that was 14:7 say, if you would have known me, you would have known the Father also, right? Philip said, how are you talking about we know the Father? Show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. Jesus said, have I been so long time with you? And you talking about show us the Father? When you've seen me, you've seen the Father, right? Jesus Christ is God. He's not a representative of God. He is God himself. You know how you go down, you go to court, and you say, well, I'm going to get me an attorney. And the attorney represents you. He go there and say, well, where's John Doe at? And somebody say, well, my name is Stephen Scott. I'm attorney of law. I'm representing John Doe. That means John Doe don't have to be there. Stephen Scott is representing John Doe. God did not send a representative. Jesus wasn't on the earth saying, with the people saying, where's God? Jesus said, here, my name is Jesus. I'm representing God. Jesus said, no. When you've seen the Father, you've seen me. When you look at me, you're looking at God himself. Judge say, God, stand up in court. Jesus is going to take the stand. And then if judge say, are you here to represent God? Jesus say, no. I ain't here to represent God. I am God. When you see me, you see the Father, right? I and my Father are one, right? Stop looking for another, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Same way you gotta have it conditioned in your mind. Jesus is your what? Your life. The life you live, Jesus is your life. And don't let the devil steal it from you, saints.
Amen.
Nobody but the devil has come to do what? Steal?
Destroy
what? Your life.
Right.
Huh? He. You say, well, when will the devil stop bothering me? When will he leave me alone when you stop breathing? Because he mean to do what? Steal? Kill? Huh? He want to mess everything up about you. Everything. Everything you put your hand to, the devil want to say, how can I get in it and mess it up? Even when you down here, think about when we be in here praying,
right,
calling on Jesus. The devil be standing right there, trying to see, how can I get in and mess your mind up?
Right.
Yep.
He'll bother with you. He goes, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You look, anybody but the devil. What are you looking for? Sometimes he want to stand up and say, what are you looking for?
Right.
What are you trying to see? Maybe if you stand up on the wall with your eyes open, you really see there's nothing to see.
Yeah.
Nobody's here but the saints calling on Jesus.
Yeah.
So what do I need to do? Close your mind and focus on Jesus.
Right.
Say, I'm just gonna, what do you tell everybody to close their eyes for? I ain't trying to close my eyes so I can play tricks. I ain't up here doing magic while your eyes are shut.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, close your eyes so you can concentrate on Jesus.
Right.
I want you to block out everything and concentrate on the Lord.
Right.
I'm not trying to do magic or trick you. I'm not running through your pocketbook while you're down there praying.
Right.
Amen.
I'm not taking pictures and videos of you. We're not putting little cartoon figures behind your head, taking pictures of you, teasing you. We're telling you, call Jesus.
Right.
Put your mind on Jesus. So nobody but the devil would try to do what? Steal, kill, and do what? Destroy. Because he knows you're calling on life. He's trying his best to keep you from doing what? Living. He wants to suck life out of you. This is why you got to stay focused. Stay focused and concentrate. Block out all that stuff that doesn't represent Jesus. If it ain't about you living, get it out your mind. Get your mind made up. Say, Elder Scudder, help me. Help me. And I know I'm going to take you right to the book. I'm going to say, well, Jesus tell you, put your mind on him. Well, what else got to do? You got to call on Jesus. Call on him with everything inside of you. Sometimes I get weak in my mind. That's why we got these words here. The Lord is your what? Is your strength. Sometimes you don't understand. I get discouraged. The Lord is your strength. The Lord said, my name is a what? Is a strong tower. The righteous do what? You got to realize all of these ingredients. All of these ingredients are where? It's in the name Jesus. And you don't want to substitute. Don't take anything that the Lord say is in his name out. Huh? Don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to mess yourself up. The mixture is not going to come out right. You're going to taste that soup and it's not going to be right. Well, I want it to taste the same way it tastes when you drank it. Well, you got to do exactly what I did. You got to do exactly what I did, how I did it. The minute you say, well, I don't like that ingredient, I'm going to put my own in it, it's going to come out wrong. It ain't going to come out the same. Huh? Your quickening ain't going to be real quickening. Huh? Your tongue ain't going to be from Jesus. It's going to be moving, but it ain't going to be no Jesus. Huh? It's going to be the pure devil. You're going to be talking serpent language, right? Snake tongue, right? Oh, split tongue self, right? Huh? How you going to know a snake tongue? Because you're going to be doing one thing one way and one thing the other. Out of your mouth, blessing and cursing at the same time. These things are not to be, right? You're going to be sweet and bitter. Isn't that what the Lord did to that water? Saints was drinking that water and they drank it and it was bitter. They spit it out. They said, we need Jesus in this water. When Jesus got in that water, it became sweet. That same way with your life.
Right.
You better make sure you got Jesus or your life ain't going to be sweet. It's going to be a whole bunch of what? Bitter.
Right. Yeah.
Folk ain't going to know what to do with you. Yeah. And when you call him Brother Robert bipolar,
Yeah. You're
going to be all over the place, right?
All over the place.
You in one feeling one minute, another feeling the next.
Right.
Somebody say, I'm going to fix you some eggs. Eat the eggs. You be eating eggs. These taste so good. They come by and throw you. See? You just told me sit down and eat the eggs. Then you throw the plate down on the ground. Because I knew it. You knew what? You said eat the eggs. That's that bipolar stuff in your mind, right? You need some Jesus inside of you. You both sweet and bitter at the same time.
Right.
You ain't even let the time of day change. Or you be something else. At least Dracula stay how he is or not. At least he don't show you who he is to the capture. You worse than Dracula. You worse than Dracula. These folk out here, they worse than Dracula. They not even letting the day change when they change. They get on the bus, good morning. Hold the bus, get you going. They cussing somebody else. What is wrong with you, right? They let you know they bipolar in the mind. They got a spiritual condition. And the world say, did you take your medicine? Ain't no medicine to take. I don't care what you give them, they still going to be the same way, right? And let you know the medicine ain't theirs. They need some Jesus. Jesus will take that spirit away from you. Jesus said that man was sitting at his feet, clothed and in his right mind, right? That's why you need Jesus. You don't need that stuff. You need Jesus. All right, church, you got something out the word. Out the word of your heart that you may not sin against Jesus' sins. Ain't nobody but the devil trying to take that stuff away from you. Don't let him do it.